If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Kansas State doesn't have any timeouts. The inbound from Sills. Here comes Noel up the near side, left front court. 3 seconds now, two. Noel throws it, Masood. High right. It's tipped away by Davis. He stole it. Florida Atlantic is going to the Final Four.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Varsity. The call. Varsity is not a person. It's like the outlet. As FAU gets to the Final Four, beating Kansas State. Marquise Noel declared for the NBA draft. Like, is he? I have no idea the answer to this question. Like, he's my height. Like, he's awesome. Like, is he gonna be able to play in the NBA? Is that a thing? Like, no, right?
Tyler would probably know better than me. I didn't see any of the mock drafts I look at before the tournament. I don't think he was listed at all. So I'm gonna guess no to that. But maybe Tyler would know better than me.
Tyler?
I mean. Like, he in college, you can get away with not being small and being able to shoot over people. NBA, that's a different story. Like, 6 foot point guards are kind of an anomaly nowadays. So I would bet against it that he's going to make the NBA.
A 6 foot. He's my height. I'm light years away from 6 foot. Like, he's not even close.
You're also light years away from the NBA in a related story.
That is true. Yeah. That is true. Yeah. I mean, probably whatever, like the next thing there is up from light years, I would say, is what I am from the NBA.
Yeah, well, that is parsecs. Eons,
yeah, parsecs. You know. NFL win totals coming up next hour. We'll get to the Final Four in a moment here. XFL bets as well. Power Hour, Final Hour, featuring all our bets for tonight. But I think we should get our listeners and viewers kind of up to speed on what's happening right now in Major League Baseball with this YBYB Sports Flash. It's 4:43 Thursday afternoon from Staten Island, New York. I'm Nick Costos. In Boston, the Orioles flying by the Red Sox 10-4. Adley Rutschman with a sensational day. 4-for-4 from the dish with 4 RBI, and the Red Sox have 4 runs. This update brought to you by the number 4. Orioles up 10-4 in the top of the 8th. Over at the Trop, the Rays swimming by the Tigers 3-0, taming them. Looks like Tampa going to be out to a 1-0 start. In Texas, Jacob deGrom off to his familiar ways like we last saw him with the Mets, giving up back-to-back triples to the Philadelphia Phillies. It's almost like he's still wearing a Mets jersey. Alec Boehm with the bomb. Phillies up 3-0 in the top of the third. We're scoreless in Kansas City. Royals and the Twins. 1-0 bottom of the second. Reds over the Pirates. Hunter Green. I can't come up with a clever joke off the top of my head for Hunter Green. See, it ain't easy being green, except if you're facing the Pittsburgh Pirates. Hunter with 5 Ks through 2. Reds up 1-0. Blue Jays with a 3-0 lead on the St. Louis Cardinals early in that one. And the Miami Marlins with men on first and third here against the Mets. That one scoreless in the top of the third. 40 degrees here in New York City. YBYB Sports Update. I'm nice. Nick Costos.
Perfect. With a... When the Mets have first and third, because they're third on top of it, right?
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to clarify because we bet the Marlins, and I wanted to know where that came from.
Yeah, I started talking, and I had made the mistake, and I was like too late to go back on it.
No, you did great. That was the music coming in the first time, and then just you like getting right into character. That was good. You could probably do that every day if you really tried.
I could do it every segment.
I've got a lot of time
easily
left.
Yeah. And like once I do like 2 or 3 of them and get like my legs underneath me, so to speak, you could put me on like the biggest radio station in the country and I would nail it. I would not need many reps at it.
Ray's swimming by the tigers, taming them.
I mean, I ad-libbed that whole thing. Like, there was no preparation.
Oh, yeah. It just, but it was funny because you would do it, and then it would like trigger another word, like, oh, I got to do that wordplay. I got to do that cheesy wordplay. I got to do that one. Like, Ray is swimming by the tigers, taming them.
Like a hunter, it ain't easy being green unless you're facing the pirates.
Unless you're facing the pirates. Still wearing that Mets
Blue
jersey.
Jays clipping the Cardinals' wings.
Battle of the Birds.
This is in this aviary battle, the Blue Jays are winning. Oh, were you a fan of Pokemon Blue or Red? Hopefully Blue, because right now the Jays on top of the Cards, 3-0.
I got you gave the time to start too. Yeah, it's 4:43. What did you Sports Flash? Is that what you called it at the start?
Yeah, the Sports Flash.
What would it be on our show? Like, what would the name of the update on our show be? Like it would be.
Like update is the one that's like most synonymous with like this with, right. with like this format. Sports Flash, I think, is pretty good.
Yeah, like I'm trying to think. Like, so it. I mean, it would be like over the top corny, right? Like the name of it. So it wouldn't be. I don't know. I'm not thinking about this really, really well. But like, there should be when we because we're gonna do that. Obviously, we're gonna keep doing this with the crew coming up. Like on later, maybe we'll do it tomorrow. Need a little content well, tomorrow, probably
to,
too.
But we have to. We've got the Nance stuff for tomorrow.
Oh yeah, which we got. I think we're gonna have that nailed. But then next Friday, if we want to do the update, we got to have like a name for the update. So we're like, we'll workshop for the next like week or so.
Just so everyone knows, we're going to replace the word Friday in our vocabulary moving forward with Thursday.
Thursday's the new Friday, if you haven't heard. Yeah.
Yes, because in order for us to do updates on Friday, that would mean we were working, which we won't be.
I got a few April, May. I'm still here. I'm still April, May. I'm here for some of them, but you know.
I'll be here the Friday of the NFL draft, like the day after.
Which that's the last one. That's the last one of the month. And then the calendar turns to May.
I'll be here for that one.
And may you have a good summer, and I'll see you in September.
See ya.
See ya. A long
for Nick Costa. I believe it was Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons who once sang, and Mike Brown, just don't correct me. I know I'm probably wrong, because Mike knows everything. Because I'll see you in September. Peace.
Was peace in the song, too, or you just ad-libbed that one? No. Was that in there?
Would anyone like to ad-lib a sports update right now? Before we do it moved.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I guess that's a no.
That's unfortunate. Thought the crew.
I was hoping like Bill would say yes.
feel like he'd come up with something good.
Basically, okay. This is just like, what can we do instead of the Final Four? I guess we have to do the Final Four a little bit.
All right, really let's do the Final Four here. All right, you better get Nick and Ken. It's Thursday. Let's talk about the Final Four right now, Jake, with this edition of It Moved.
I think it moved. I think it moved. I think it moved.
It moved.
In all seriousness, like, think about the psychology of the update anchor. Like, to look at that game and, like, that's what I would think. I'd be like, wow, Hunter Green and Edeezy being green. And, like, you'd be, like, in your head, nailed it.
Yeah.
I can't wait to deliver this line.
The best.
And Edeezy being green, unless you're facing the Buccos.
Yar, they're down 1-0.
Like the Caribbean's pretty cool. You also can't find it in Cincinnati. Reds up 3-0 on the Pirates.
Yeah, you're the best. This is why you're the best at this.
I love the inflection of it. It's the best. And like Blue Jays up 3-0 on the Yankees.
Now, you had classical training for this. Did they teach you that part of it, the inflections?
No, like that's more just like me, like doing like an impersonation of like what
I think.
Yeah,
but you're impersonating because it's a real thing. Like, there's a reason it's cliche. It's because it happens all the time. So it's like, where does that come from then?
I don't know. Well, it's like, it's the thought that like people, like you have to like sound a certain way.
Got it.
It's like you'll have a
like the betting content stuff. Like, everybody just says something, and you're like, well, that must be true, because everybody says it. So, like, radio people get to the stations, and everybody's doing that. Like, I guess that's how you're supposed to do it. I guess that's what you're supposed to say.
Well, it's like, well, think about, like there are people that you will listen to on the radio or, like, listen to on TV in your life, and then you'll meet them, and you'll be like, well, they don't sound like they do in real life, like, on the radio or television. It's like, it'd be like me being like, oh, like talking in, like, my normal effed-up voice, and then I'd just be on it and be like... Yes, it is 4:51 p.m. Eastern Time, and with your YBYB sports update, I'm Nick Costos. Like, well, hey, it's me, actually, off the air. Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Al Futures here. Like,
all right. There's no movement in UConn and Miami. But we do have a movement, Ken, in San Diego State and Florida Atlantic. What can you tell us here about the Aztecs? They had the Aztecs and the Owls Saturday night from Houston.
From the Lone Star State. San Diego State opened 2 in this game. The total was 132. Totals basically stayed the same. Like a little bit of interest in the under. A pick service released San Diego State earlier today. I think in addition to some other stuff. But or moved the market around a little bit. So when that happens, like the number is going to move in that direction. So it was like 2, 2.5. Now it's 2.5 minus 20. And there's even a couple threes on the board. Now to bet Florida Atlantic +3. Basically everywhere it's available, you have to pay more for it. So I don't think there's a 3 minus 110. My board's a little fritzy right now, but I think it's basically 2.5 minus 20 and then 3 the other way, or 3 with a minus 20 on Florida Atlantic. So a little bit of movement with San Diego State getting bet and them being perceived as more likely to win the game. You can agree or disagree with that. I don't want to think or talk about that game anymore. San Diego State's went from 2 to 2.5, 3, and I'm done. And I'm Ken Barkley.
Well, I want to bet FAU.
The game being at like in Houston is what bugs me about both games, actually, because it's just like if this was like a normal, even a regional final or something, just the idea of the games that take place at these massive stadiums going differently, you know, raised court, sight lines, like the crowd, everything's just bizarre. Sometimes you just can't shoot, basically. Like, we don't really know how the courts are going to be, or how the shooting is going to be in either games. So, like, that can favor San Diego State. They don't shoot the ball well anyway. Anywhere. Ever. And so maybe that's a natural advantage that they'll have in both games. I also think that hurts Miami a bunch. If it's going to be like really tough to shoot in that gym versus other places, and their entire offense is predicated on like their guards nailing long distance shots, and then those are unavailable, that's also pretty tough. And Connecticut's going to be able to create a bunch of dunks and layups in the game in all likelihood. So probably hurts Miami and helps San Diego State. maybe that's how both games end up going. I don't think that's why San Diego State got bet, but it's just an angle in the game that makes me a little hesitant to like love Florida Atlantic like I love them against K-State.
H-Town down, Owls up, Aztecs lose, FAU plus the 3.
Right. Who is in the final? It's FAU. Yeah.
Right.
Who is in the final?
I have a strong betting take. I think if you want to bet Miami, just bet them on the money line because they're going to win if the game's close. How about that?
Bang.
XFL bets coming up next in hour number 3 on a Thursday. You better you bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.